President Obama has announced the U.S. will accept at least 10,000 Syrian refugees over the next year. Right now, it's unclear where those refugees will go when they arrive in the U.S., but we do know one place they won't be heading: Wyoming. It's still the only state without a resettlement program. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard explains.
Now, Wyoming does have residents who are former refugees. People like Bertine Bahij, who came from the Congo. Today, he lives in Gillette, and he's a high school math teacher.
Okay, I'll come to you. Coming, I'm coming.
After class, Bahij coaches cross country, tutors a homebound student, and then finally returns to his family.
Say hi. You're gonna say
hi. His wife was born in Wyoming, and now they have two kids. Bahij says these 12-hour days are an effort to give back to the state.
They give me an opportunity to raise a family. And I work every day as hard as I can as an act of thankfulness, you know, and that can be any other refugee.
Bahij has made a home for himself in Gillette, but he is still pretty unique in his community. His wife, Amanda, says she didn't know much about refugees growing up.
I mean, I grew up here in Gillette, and so even, you know, less diverse when I was growing up than it is now. I mean, I didn't have any exposure to any of that before meeting him.
That lack of diversity and exposure spurred Bahij to action. Now he's an advocate for starting a refugee resettlement program in Wyoming. Resettlement programs help screen and sponsor refugees and then provide a stipend, orientation, and English classes to new arrivals. In 2013, Wyoming Governor Matt Mead looked at starting a refugee resettlement program. That did not go over well with everyone, especially with conservative legislators. Republican state legislator Scott Clem, also from Gillette, still doesn't like the idea.
We're the least populated state in the union. Just a small change in the demographics here could upset the Wyoming economy, the Wyoming culture.
Clem, along with other conservative lawmakers and citizen groups, say they don't like the idea of spending money to bring foreigners to the state's small communities. Wyoming's unemployment rate is lower than the national average at around 4%. But with the recent downturn in the energy industry, Clem says people are still worried about jobs and government spending.
As it is with our decreasing revenues, we have to be careful of what we can do. We have to take care of Wyoming's own first.
While opposition stalled the governor's earlier efforts, he's looking into resettlement again this year. He's tapped the Wyoming Humanities Council to put on public discussions where people can talk about refugees and the facts concerning a resettlement program. Shannon Smith, the council's executive director, says one of the main goals of the campaign is to explain what a refugee is and what sets them apart from asylum seekers or immigrants.
There are major differences between all these kinds of people moving around the planet, and we need to help our state understand that and help us decide whether we're going to be the single state without any kind of plan to accept people.
When Bahij, the math teacher from Gillette, first came to the U.S., he landed in Maryland. He didn't speak English and took a job as a fast food worker. Then he got a scholarship to the University of Wyoming. He points out Wyoming can't stop refugees from moving to the state once they're residents.
Refugees will make it to Wyoming, either, you know, as first arriver or second arriver. Somebody who, like me, was resettled somewhere else and made their way to Wyoming. That will happen.
The Wyoming Humanities Council's first discussion panels about refugees and what a resettlement program could look like in Wyoming will start later this fall. After that, it will be up to the governor and legislators to decide what to do next. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caroline Ballard.